to again express my appreciation, to greet all Talmidim and alumni and other people who are listening into the Divrei Torah of the Yeshiva Slave Ari website. This week's Parsha is Va'era, part of Sefer Shemois. Second Sefer of Chumash is called Shemois, literally names. It's also referred to as the Sefer of Geula, describes the exodus of Bnei Yisrael from Egypt and the eventual receiving of the Torah on Sinai, the initial challenges of the wilderness, culminating with the erection of the Mishkan, which part of the service was done by the Kohen Gadol of the Kohenim. Kohen Gadol wore the breastplate, Choshen Mishpat, which had upon it the names of the Bnei Yisrael. I'd like to share the concept of names and their significance within Torah consciousness, Jewish consciousness. Parsha begins that Kodesh Baruch Hu reveals himself in prophecy to Moshe and says, Ani Hashem. Name Hashem refers to the eternal connection of Hashem with the creation. He was, he is, he will be master, and all existence based on Hashem's will. He says to Moshe that I appeared to our patriarchs, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, in the expression of Kel Shakai, God who is capable, the Almighty, one is capable of everything, the All-Powerful, but I did not reveal myself in the form of Hashem, that is, I made promises to them, but yet to fulfill to them. Now, in the darkest of days, where Bnei Yisrael is suffering in the servitude of Egypt, I'm about to begin the process of exodus and the ultimate fulfillment of the promise of the patriarchs of bringing Bnei Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. Then we're introduced to the families of Moshe and Aaron. We begin to review the family of Reuben and Shimon, and in detail Levi, Rosh Hashiva, Shmuel Yaakov Weinberg, Zichron Yevracha, Rosh Hashiva Meir Yisrael, said all these names, including Korach, had their imprint upon Moshe Aaron. And the second book of the Torah, Shmos, reintroduces us to the names of the Shvatim. Rashi comments on the special love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Bnei Yisrael. They constantly refer to their names, listing them, enumerating, showing a special relationship to them. Sefer Tanya, the Sefer of Shar Yichud Emuna, says everything that's in existence is codified within the Asar Mamar, the 10 declarations of creation of the world. Whether that concept is explicit, for instance, or light, Eretz, the terms used in creation, or to the minutest detail of one's own personal name, which many things are found through gematria equations within these 10 declarations. Somebody would come up with a numerical value of his name and find something like that within the 10 declarations of creation. That's where his existence as constant existence is codified in the creation of the world. Shlomo Melech in Mishlei says, Tov Shem Hashem and Tov, that a good name is much better than the finest oil, olive oil. And Pirkei Avos, we learn that of all the crowns, whether it be the crown of priesthood, the crown of royalty, the Kesher Shem Tov is the primary crown, the crown of a good name. The idea of a name, Shem, and Shom or Som, something being there, something placed, has a relation. A name codifies or expresses that person's relationship and talents or abilities or representation in creation. The power of the names of the Bnei Yisrael, the names of the families that brought forth Moshe Aaron, how we are to utilize the special powers of Shem Hashem, God's name, and relate to Him, all has a special effect of finding ourselves and perfecting ourselves within our scheme of creation. When a king or a leader has to consult with the Sanhedrin and further consult with the Kohen Gadol via the names of the Choshen Mishpat, he was given directive according to how the names of the Bnei Yisrael, the Shvatim, lit up, including Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, the word Shifti Yeshurun, the Shvatim of straightforwardness, all emblazoned upon the Choshen Mishpat. Oil is used to anoint kings and to anoint high priests. They are initiated into their service and responsibilities with this special oil that has a sanctity to it. It's exclusive for kings and Kohanim Gadolim, high priests. Furthermore, oil is used to sanctify the vessels of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Mishkan. Oil is used, virgin oil is used to light the candelabra of the Mishkan. Only the first drop extricated from olives are used for that. And other oil is used to make the meal offerings in the Beis HaMikdash. So as much as oil is used to freshen oneself. It's a form of anointing. It used to be, it's like we use shampoo. People used to use olive oil to groom themselves. And the oil was used to initiate somebody of significance in his service to Kodesh Baruch Hu, or his service to Hashem and to his people. Nevertheless, the perfection of one's name is far greater than the good oil and the crown of royalty and of priesthood. It was the perfection of the Shvatim, the commitment of service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the commitment of the men and women who suffered in Egypt, produce loyal servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we eventually merited the exodus of Egypt, accepting the Torah of Har Sinai, culminating in return to Eretz Yisrael, the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Let's appreciate our God-given talents, our special relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how we're placed in this world, to elevate ourselves, the world around us, that we can find our place here with the eventual merit and our share in the world to come.